Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What an amazing God we serve. He is almighty. Nothing is impossible to him. Good afternoon and welcome to Wednesday Midweek Bible Study. We are studying about the Father and the direction he wants us to go in. The plans he has. He said, I know the plans for you. They are great plans to give you a great future and a great hope. We serve the Almighty God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is Almighty. He is the one true and living God. Oh, yes, he is. Yeah, he's on the throne, but he lives in us. He's an amazing God. Well, today is May. Woo! May the 4th, 2022. We serve the Almighty, the amazing God. He is the Lord, the King of Kings. He is Almighty. Nothing is impossible to him. He knows what he's doing now. He's the creator of the universe, and he created each one of us. Don't you believe that he didn't now? He's still on the throne. May the 5th, 2022, he's yet on the throne. He's yet alive, and he's omnipresent. He's in Asia, Africa, North America, South America, and Europe. He's all over the place at the same time. While we're praying, somebody else is praying, all the millions of people praying, he hears every prayer individually. That's why he's God. That's why he's so amazing. That's why he's, oh, my God, just so magnificent. We love the Lord, and he is our strength. He is the ruler of our nation, every nation. Yeah, it's not the president. It's not the king. It's not the queen. The God that we serve, the God, the Almighty, he is the God. Yeah, he's almighty. He can do all things. And his word says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So I thank God for you today coming on Wednesday midweek Bible study. You know, I thank God that he is Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. Now I want you to know he not only heals physically. Yeah, you go to the doctor, you get that, it's God who heals. He not only heals physically, he heals spiritually, mentally, emotionally. He wants us to be whole. He don't want us to be fragmented. He don't want us to be bummed up, barred apart, you know, all the emotional trauma, the stress. He is almighty. So I thank God today for what he's doing in you, in me, and all of us. He's doing great things in his children's lives. He know what he's doing now. He know exactly what he's doing. He has never made a mistake, and he never will. Oh, yeah, he's amazing. He is Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. He's making peace all over the world, peace in you, peace in every person in your household, in your neighborhood, in your city, your state, everywhere. He's making peace. So we thank God that the peacemaker is available for you and you and you and you. He is Jehovah El Shaddai, the Almighty God. Don't you know him? He's the Prince of Peace, the Mighty God. Yeah, he's an awesome God. And so we give him glory. We give him praise. We honor him today in the name of Jesus. We thank him for what he's doing in us. Yeah, he's doing great things in all of us. And guess what? He said the steps of a good person are ordered by him. Listen. Today, the scripture that we're going to read is in Psalms 150. You know to keep your Bibles ready. Psalms 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. We got to praise him morning, noon, and night. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the string instruments and the organ. Praise him with the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. I'm going to say it again. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. So I thank God for you all. We're going to continually praise God. We have a mighty woman of God on with us today from Marrero, Louisiana. She's going to sing and play a song of praise unto the Lord. We give the Lord praise, honor, glory due unto his holy name. He's a mighty God. He is the almighty King, the King of Kings. And he loves you. And he loves you. Yes, I'm talking to you. And he loves me. He loves all of us. And then you know what he said? He commanded us to love him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. And he gave us a second one that's like that one. Love each other like we love ourselves. So we got work to do. We got work to do. Good afternoon, Sister Glory Jean Charlotte. How are you today?
Funny. I feel good. I thank God. And I love everybody. I love you. I love everybody. And everybody that's out there in the land right now, I love them. Praise God. It's on a weird station today. Thank you. Thank you. I love, love, love. Praise God.
Amen.
All these things we sung today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it, for this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made.
And I like this other song. I don't know what I was thinking of, but it's not coming to me.
This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. I will rejoice and be glad in it, for this is the day the Lord has made. I have put on my garments of praise. I have put on my garments of praise. And the spirit of heaven is gone from me. I have put on my garments of praise. One more time. I have put on my garments of praise. I have put on my garments of praise, and the spirit of heaven is gone from me. I have put on my garments of praise. Come on, for this is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. For this is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Glory Queen Charlotte. That was an awesome song.
God.
And this is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing. We are glad in it. We thank God for that awesome, beautiful song, and that music was heavenly. Thank God for you.
God.
Well, we're going to ask Sister Talana if she will pray for the seniors and their families on today. Senior citizens, we all need prayer. And you know what? We need prayer more today than we did yesterday. So, Sister Talana, if you could pray for the senior citizens and their families all over the world. Good afternoon, Sister Talana. How are you?
In the name of Jesus. First of all, asking Lord God for anything that we've said, done, or thought or fallen short in any way. As we come to you, Lord God, that knowing that we are forgiven because we ask for forgiveness. We ask, Lord God, that if we've fallen short, Lord God, that you restore unto us, Lord God, the rightful place where we need to be. And so, Lord, as I lift up the seniors before you, I pray, Lord God, that you would continue to keep them. I pray, God, that you would continue to hold them. I pray, God, that you would place people around them, Lord God, that have their best interests at heart. Those, Lord God, that are willing to help them to prosper, those that are willing to help them to meet the needs of their daily agenda, Lord God, those, Lord God, that are with them, Lord God, to help them to pursue life as they are here on this earth, Father. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that those that mean them no good and those, Lord God, that are out to take advantage of them in any shape, form, or fashion, Lord God, that they be exposed and exposed quickly, that, Lord God, you remove them out of their circle of influence in the name of Jesus, and, Lord God, replace them with the good ones, Lord God, that mean them well, that mean them good. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord God, that the seniors will not be overlooked, Lord God, that the road and the things that they've laid down, the foundations that they've laid for their families, for their neighborhood, for so many people, Lord God, whose path they have crossed, Lord God, that those traits and those characteristics will not be in vain, Lord God. I thank you that their living will not be in vain in Jesus' name. And Lord God, I thank you for keeping them. I thank you for honoring them. I thank you, Lord God, for holding them. I thank you, Lord God, that because they are in your hands, Lord, can no man, not one, pluck them out in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And I plead the blood of Jesus over everything that belongs to them, their property, their possessions, their family, their home, their finances, their vision, their health. Lord God, everything that you have given them that pertains to life and godliness, Lord God, let them continue to flourish in it and flourish in it like never before. In Jesus' mighty and matchless name, I claim it done. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Talana, for that beautiful, awesome, powerful prayer. We appreciate it. Well, we have Minister Sister Lanny McBride on with us from Jackson, Mississippi. I thank God for her coming on. She's going to sing and play a song of praise as well. So good afternoon, Sister Lanny. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Sister G, and all the members of the class. Amen. Praise God. In honor of Mother's Day, that's going to be in a few days. And my belief, I've never had any children out of my body, but as a teacher, I've mothered many children and continue to do so even now. And I honor my own mother and all of our mothers. Whether they were good ones or not good ones, they allowed us to be born, so we thank God for the grace of that. This song is about a woman who loves the Lord. Hallelujah. Beautiful is the heart of a woman, a woman who loves her God. How beautiful is the heart of a woman. a woman who loves her God, her God. A woman who loves her God. How beautiful are the hands of a woman who serves her God. How beautiful are the hands of a woman who loves her God. How beautiful are the feet of a woman who walks for God. How beautiful are the feet of a woman who walks for God. And when she the mother, oh God, and when she a mother, her children will rise and call her blessed. Ooh, thank you, Lord. She's a blessing. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for you and that awesome song. You know, a woman. Yeah, she's called by God. We thank God, a woman who serves her God. She served God. She served God's people. We thank God for that beautiful song that you sang. It was awesome. Thank God. Hallelujah. Well, I hope you got your Bibles ready. It's scripture search time. Scripture search time. All right, I'm going to unmute all the lines. If you don't want yours unmuted, you can mute yours back. Any noise in the background, though, you know you got to click it off. We're going to be speaking about the word. So the first scripture, you got to tell me, what's the missing word? And then you got to read the scripture. So I'm going to tell you where the scripture is. You find it and read it, you know, with the tell me the missing word and then read it. Find the scripture. Don't forget, state your name. Find the scripture. Read it. Tell me what word is missing. All right. Psalms 119, verse 17. Go ahead and find it. I'm going to read it to you and leave the word off. You tell me what the word is. Deal bountifully with thy blank that I may live and keep thy word. Deal bountifully with thy blank that I may live and keep thy word. What word is missing?
Hi, it's Talana. The word that's missing is servant. It says, deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may keep thy word.
Amen. Thank you. Good job. All right, the next scripture, Psalms 118, verse 20. Tell me what word I'm going to leave off. This blank of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter. This is the blank of the Lord. All right, go ahead.
Gloria Dean, you said Psalm 118 and 20. This gate of the Lord,
yes,
to which the righteous shall enter.
Praise God. Amen. Thanks, Lord. Right
there.
Good job. Amen. All right, scriptures, you guys are doing a great job. Psalms 106, verse 1. Praise ye the blank. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Psalms
118:20.
O give.
116. You say 106, huh?
Oh, I apologize. Yeah, I missed that. I'm sorry. I was looking back. Yeah, 106, verse 1. Thank you. Praise ye the blank. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. So what words?
Gloria Dean, 106 and 1.
Okay.
Praise ye the Lord.
Yes.
O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. The word Lord, L-O-R-D.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Gloria Dean. We appreciate it. All right. Next scripture, Psalms 105, verse 12. Psalms 105, verse 12. When they were but a few blank in number, yea, very few, and strangers in it. When they were but a few blank in number, yea, the very few, and strangers in it.
It's Solana. When they, the
yes,
missing word is men. The missing word is men. When they were but a few men in number, yea, very few, and strangers in it.
Amen. Good job. Yes, ma'am. All right, we got one more. You guys are doing awesome. Getting it quick. Thank God. All right, John chapter 12, verse 20. John chapter 12, verse 20. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to blank at the feast. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to the blank at the feast.
Can you repeat that scripture again?
John 12 and 20. John 12, verse 20. And these were certain Greeks among them that came up to blank at the feast.
Sister Lainey. They came up to worship,
okay,
at the feast.
Worship, yes. That is correct. Read the whole thing.
Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the feast.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay. All right. So, a Mother's Day tribute, Proverbs 31:31. Among other scriptures, honor her for all that her hands have done, and let the works of her, and let her work bring her praise. Mothers were birthed by God for a specific purpose. Whether you are a birth mother or a spiritual mother, God honors you. Proverbs 31:25. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at days to come. Proverbs 31:26. She opens her mouth wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. Proverbs 31:28-29. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Many women have done excellently, but you have surpassed them all. So I'm going to read this as well to you. Just give me a second here. It's in Titus chapter 2, 3 through 5. So this is, tell the older women to live their lives in a way that shows they are dedicated to God. Tell them not to be gossips or addicted to alcohol, but the examples of virtue. In this way, they will teach young women to show love to their husbands and children. So, to use good judgment, to be morally pure. Also tell them to teach young women to be homemakers and to be kind. So, continue the reading. Romans chapter 3, 13 and 7. Show honor to whom honor is due. I honor each of you today for being a mother. You deserve great honor for doing an excellent job of mothering, whether you've mothered one or 101. I thank God. All right. Sorry. I thank and praise God for you. You have done miracles. God loves you, and so do I. Happy Mother's Day to each of you. I love you, love you, love you, and God loves you even more.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank God for you all. All right, so I need some scripture readers for this. Whoever can read scriptures for me for these, I appreciate you. Y'all ready? Get your paper and pen
yes,
ready.
Ma'am.
You know you got to keep paper and pen ready. Okay. First scripture is Proverbs 19:11. That's Sister Lanny. You're going to read that one?
All right.
Okay. The next scripture, excuse me, Ecclesiastes 7:21-22. Who wants to read that one?
This is Kalana. I'll do it.
Okay, thank you, Kalana. Next scripture, Matthew 18:15-17. Somebody, anybody, everybody.
Oh. Gloria Dean, I'll read. Gloria Dean, Matthew 18:15-17.
All right, next scripture, Luke 17:3-4. Luke 17:3-4. Jasmine, you want to read that one? Okay. Anybody want to read that one? Luke 17:3-4.
I'll read it, Sister Lady.
Okay, thank you. All right, next one. Ephesians 4:2-3. Ephesians 4:2-3.
This is Solana. I'll do it. Is no one else? Yeah.
All right, thank you. All right, we got two more. Sister Lanny, you want to do James 3-16?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, James and Glory 3. Dean?
Wait, what's the
James
chapter?
3.
James 3, chapter.
James 3,
mm-hmm.
Verse 16.
All right.
Glory Dean, if you'll do Leviticus 19:18.
19:18. Okay.
You got it?
I got it. Yeah. 19:18.
All right.
Leviticus.
All right. So our message today is, you can mute your phones if you like. It's taken from Proverbs 15, 1 and 2. A soft answer turns away wrath. What are harsh words? It's the opposite of soft words. Would anyone like to share today some words that someone said to you that were harsh? Some harsh words somebody said to you. Anybody want to share? Harsh words somebody said to you.
When I was 12, my piano teacher told my mother I would never play the piano. Sister Laney.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, that you would never play the piano, but you never play the piano. Okay. Well, that is her word. Her words fell to the ground. Thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Somebody else. Harsh words that someone said to you. What are some harsh words that somebody said to you? Hello? Somebody share some harsh words. Go ahead. Blur Jean, were you saying something?
No, I just you let me think.
Okay. Who wants to share some harsh words that someone said to you? Come on, y'all, share. Sister Laney said they said she'd never play the piano. I'll tell you one that someone said to me, that I was built funny. They said I was built funny.
Oh, wow.
Anybody else? Harsh words or something. We've all had harsh words said to us. What's up? Harsh words that somebody said. All lines are unmuted. Some harsh words that someone said to you. Only me and Sister Laney want to share? Come on, y'all.
Sister G, I have another one. My high school teacher told me I would never finish college.
Okay. Yeah. Laura Jean, what are some harsh words that were said to you?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Oh, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to go back.
It could have been yesterday. It don't have to be way back when you were 2 or 3 or 15 or 16.
No.
I remember when I was in junior high, they said I was going to have to go into the slow class for math. Slow class for math, but I didn't have to go in there, thank God.
I've had some harsh words. I think I remember someone saying something about me being dumb. Then I remember someone saying something about being slow or something.
Okay. All right, thank you. Anybody else? Harsh words that were said to you. Okay, so let's talk. Let's flip the script. What are some harsh words you said to someone else? You may not admit it to be harsh, but they were crying, or they said, "Ooh, why you say that about me?" Or, you know, you may not admit it to be harsh, but I'll tell you one that I said to somebody. And they said you know, it was harsh. I said, "Well, I think you may be in fear." They were like, "Whoa." They said, that was harsh. I said they may be in fear, and they said that was harsh. Well, I didn't mean it to be harsh. What are some harsh words you said to somebody? You may not have meant it, but they took it, you know, to be harsh words. You may have said to your children, your grandchildren, somebody in your family, somebody in your neighborhood, or you could have even thought it. What were some harsh words? Somebody talking to themselves or something. All right. So some harsh words that you said to somebody or even you thought about somebody. What are they? Hello.
Would it be harsh if you say I don't trust you, or would that be considered harsh?
No. Yeah. That's right.
Someone could say that harsh. Yeah. Maybe that.
Said you didn't trust. Yeah, okay. Lardy, what was
up? I don't know why I can't think, and I know it's all kind of stuff.
You may have said it to your children. You know, when you're growing up,
yeah, no,
we say a lot of.
That's what I was thinking of. You know, I don't know, I'm saying something.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I just can't come up with nothing, and I know it's a lot. I say it, I can't think of nothing right now. And I know it's something probably to one of my children, I'm sure, but I can't think of what it is.
Okay, well, it'll come to you. Sister Lanny,
not coming up.
Sister Lanny, did you think of any harsh words that you said to somebody?
Yes, ma'am. Just about two or three weeks ago, I have a niece in another state who struggles with bipolar and schizophrenia, was exposed. She became exposed after her mother died, but she's in her 30s. Her mother's, she's in her 30s now. It's been 7 years. And she called me.
What did you say that harsh to her?
I said to her that her mother was with the Lord. She's in heaven. She's not here. She was telling me that her mother is telling her what to do and telling her how to do when her mother comes and sees her. And I told her that her mother was in heaven. And
she may have taken
amen.
That as harsh.
I know she did because it concerned me that I didn't want to break. I wanted her to call me again. I wanted to have a chance. But she really couldn't hear me. She just couldn't hear me. I told her mother, yeah. She heard me, but she didn't hear me. And I felt like I may have damaged my relationship with her that she won't call me back to give me another chance to say it right.
Yes, we don't mean them to be harsh words, but sometimes people say them, you know, say words. And I remember one time I was teaching in school, and this student of mine, she was across the room, and the Lord said, she thinks you don't love her. And before I knew it, I said, Lisa, I do love you. And she looked. And she started laughing. And she thought I didn't love her. But I thank God for telling me what she thought, you know. So listen to this. Mm-hmm. Master communication and manage conflict. God rightly expects leaders to manage conflict with their organizations, with, you know, groups or whomever. But how can you best accomplish this? A good place to start is Proverbs 15:1. Yet often while we quote this verse, we seldom practice it. Sometimes only the leaders are given to express anger. They are given liberty to express anger. And sooner or later, this kind of unhealthy environment comes back to haunt them. Leaders must create safe places for communication. Master communication and you manage conflict. Look at the first seven verses of Proverbs 15 and note its counsel about managing conflict. Remain calm. That's number one. Remain calm and gentle when controlling conflict, and your example will become contagious. Two, that's verse two, speak wisely. Make sure your information is truthful and accurate. Three, remember God is the ultimate judge and will execute justice. Four, use your words to foster healing. Fix the problem, not the blame. Five, stay teachable. Be open to correction, quick to apologize when wrong. Six, add value to everyone who contacts you, even when you disagree. Seven, speak words that spread knowledge and understanding. So as leaders, that's what we have to do. Now, I want to tell you all, when I was teaching school, I remember my third grade class. It was different classes, but it was a fifth grade class. One day I said to them, what's wrong with y'all? Y'all act like somebody died, and nobody laughed. And I said to myself, uh-oh, something is going on. So I started with the love circle. I said, everybody push your desk back. We're going to get in a circle. We got in a circle, and I wrote something on the board, the worst thing that ever happened to me. And I said, okay, I'm going to start. And I told them, you know, whatever was the worst thing that ever happened to me at that time. And then they only had to do one sentence. They told me the worst thing. And out of that group, five of them had seen death that weekend. So I had to speak into children who had seen death. I mean, they saw it with their eyes. One of them said their grandfather died. Another one, they saw somebody outside to get shot. Another one was in a car wreck. They saw it. I mean, it was a horrendous thing. And so I had to talk to them about life and death. I mean, they were 10 years old. And then I had to say, listen, what's the best thing that ever happened to you? So once I let each child talk about theirs, but they had to give a brief sentence, and it was about 3 hours of sharing. We didn't even do some schoolwork that day because they were in pain. And I could not teach them if their mind was not there. Their mind was on, they saw death. So I had to deal with that, and we called it the love circle. And every now and then they tell me, Miss Scanlon, we need the love circle today. Anybody, you know, I remember two boys was getting ready to fight, and Miss Scanlon, we need the love circle. So we put everybody in a circle. Sometimes they wanted to get out of work. I said, no, it's going to be short today. So then I remember a game, one-on-one, I met this young lady, and she lived with me for about 4 months. Her grandmother said she didn't want her. So I said, well, I want her. She came and stayed with me for about 4 months. And she was 15 or 16. I think she was 16. Now, she was bigger than me. But one day I was taking her to school, and she put on something. I said, no, please don't wear that. I don't want you to wear that to school. And she was getting ready to go back and forth. I said, wait, hold up. This evening when you get home, we'll talk. But in the meantime, go find another outfit unless you want to catch up. Gotta hurry up. So anyway, I took her to school, and that evening after, you know, we ate supper before we went to bed, I said, come on, let's do a little love talk today. So I said, okay, you know, I got really upset with you today. I said, follow my example. I was really upset with you today because you were arguing with me, and I'm old enough to be your grandma, and I didn't like it. And then I said, but you know what? On the other hand, I just love you so much. I said, I appreciate you carrying all those heavy packages for me up the stairs. I said, you are a blessing in my life. And then she said, now, Sister G, I don't think you didn't treat me fair. I want to wear this. I want to wear that. I didn't think you treat me fair. And then she said, but on the other hand, I thank you. I thank God because you took me in when nobody, my mama didn't want me, my grandma didn't want me. You feed me every day. You make sure I'm, you know, have a place to stay, and I love you. And then we would pray. So it depends, you know, it was a conflicting situation. But I thank God for showing me how to handle it. Because, I mean, you know, sometimes you're in a situation, and the love circle helps. You know, the love circle helps. It allows them to talk, you to talk, and you can say, well, look, you know, sometimes I'll put on the board, today I was upset because, and every child would have a chance to tell me what they were upset about. You know, a lot of times we don't allow people to tell us, but we tell them, I'm mad at you, but we got to have it go both ways. We got to say, now listen, let's sit down and talk. What happened? And how can I handle it better? So we all have had harsh words said to us, and we all have, you know, said harsh words to other people. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up strife, anger. If harsh words cause anger, kind words bring joy. So, you know, we just, I mean, sometimes I say something before too quick. I haven't even thought about how it's going to affect somebody. And so, you know, I have to start thinking about it. Now, Lord, if I say this to them, you know, that may hurt their feelings. So how can I say this? But I need to say it. So it says pleasant words in Proverbs 16 and 24. Pleasant words are honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bone. So I asked the Lord, what pleasant words can I say to somebody that won't hurt them? Proverbs 25:11, a fitly word spoken like apples of gold in a pitcher of silver. You know, that's a pretty picture, right? So we got to think of fit words that, you know, sometimes it may be somebody you don't know. I mean, you know, one day I was outside, coming out the house, and I saw my neighbor, and I said, hello. She didn't say nothing. I said, well, I was speaking to you. I was going to speak to you. I said, okay, I'm sorry. I just was saying hello. So I could have laughed back, but I said, oh, okay, I'm sorry. I was just speaking. We love when people say loving, kind words to us and encourage us. You know what? Even a baby. You could say, I mean, a baby that can't even talk. You could say harsh words. Now, this is something that I'm going to read, but it also applies to adults as well. A child lives with, you could say an adult lives with. If a child lives with is what it's called. And it's by Dorothy Law Noti. And this is old. I mean, I had this for years. If a child or an adult lives with criticism, he learns to condemn. If a child or an adult lives with hostility, they learn to fight. If a child or an adult lives with fear, they learn to be apprehensive. If a child or an adult lives with jealousy, they learn to feel guilty. If a child or an adult lives with tolerance, he learns to be patient. If a child or an adult lives with encouragement, he or she learns to be confident. If a child or an adult lives with praise, he learns or she learns to be appreciative. If a child or an adult lives with approval, he learns or she learns to love. If a child lives with recognition, he learns to like him or herself. If a child lives with honesty, he or she learns to tell what truth is. If a child or an adult lives with fairness, he or she learns justice. If a child lives with security, he or she loves to trust in himself or herself and others. If a child lives with friendliness, he or she learns that the world is a nice place to live in. So, you know, it just depends on, you know, I see children today, and I'm telling you, I get super upset because their parents are cussing them, saying all kind of filthy words to them. Oh, my God, I was at a store one day or in a parking lot, And this lady was, I hate to even repeat the alphabet. But they were just cussing the child. I'm about 6 years old. And I said, oh, my God. And she said, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I said, no. You need to apologize to that one you carry 9 months. That's the one you're affecting. You know, I mean, I'm going to get over it. I'm gone. But they not going to get over it. I said, can you speak something, you know, some good words to them? Some, you know, words that's going to make them feel good, not put them down. Oh, yes, ma'am. So we have to think about, you know, I didn't know the young lady. She could have cussed me out. But she didn't. She took what I said. And I was at the library one day, and this young lady was cussing her two-year-old. Get out the street and blah, blah. And I said, miss, I screamed. And she said, oh, miss, I didn't mean it. I'm so sorry. I said, no, apologize to your baby. Well, he's going in the street. He's no better than walking. I said, miss, he's only how old? She said, 2 years old. I said, but miss, if you grab the child's hand, I said, they've never been in this life before. He's only 2 years old. He's barely in the world. If you would hold his hand and talk to him and say, baby, you can't walk in the street. This, we got to walk on the sidewalk. And, you know, that's why you still living, because somebody taught you about not walking in the street. But she took what I said. Now, I could have said, you know, I don't want to cuss it at me. And I ain't going to say, no, I said it. So I want to know. This is a question for each one of us on the line. All the lines are unmuted. So I'm going to ask you a question. Is anyone going through emotional pain from hurts of the past or the present? So here's what I want you to do. State your name and give a brief statement like, this is Sister G, I need prayer for healing on my job or coworker, harsh words or something like that. Or I need prayer for healing from harsh words spoken to me by my family member. Or this is blah, blah, blah. I need prayer for healing from harsh words spoken to me by my neighbor. Or this is whatever your name is. I need prayer for healing from several situations that hurt me at church or in churches. So lines are unmuted. State your name and give your brief statement. I need prayer because this was said to me or whatever. Go ahead.
I'll go first. This is Talana. I would welcome prayer for healing for different situations from my childhood up until my adulthood that have kind of haunted me because of some of the things that you read on that thing, children and adults, if they live with this and they learn this. And that's so true, I found out it to be true. So, in a nutshell, prayer for healing for several situations of past hurts.
Okay. Okay. All right, Sister Glory Dean, will you pray for Sister Talana from what she's requested?
Yes, her childhood. I think it's her childhood days, she said.
No, childhood and adulthood.
Wait, childhood and childhood. And what else? Okay, childhood and
what else?
Situations that have been negative in my life.
Talana, thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for Talana. You love her, Father, and we love her too, God. We thank you, Lord, God, that you just touch her, God, and take away all the hurts that came, God, and some hurts that's kind of hard to come through. But God, only you can bring her through this childhood and the negative and things that were said to her, God. She never learned. She's dumb or whatever, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you take this from her. Let her not even think about it anymore. Just let her rejoice in it, God, and give you glory. And we thank you, Lord, for even the one that was that acted against her, Father God. We lift them up to you, Father God, because we believe right today that they have repented and are still repenting for how they did, Jelana, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, God, that you bring back all these things that were said to her through these people, God, that you bring it back to have them to repent. And maybe one day they will talk to her. Maybe they'll just call up and say, you know, Jelana, I'm very sorry for what I said. But the Holy Spirit has brought back to me some things, and I have repented, and I want to let you know how I feel now. Forgive me. And I thank you, Lord, that Talana right now, that she's in God, she's learned the love of God, and she's forgiven these people, God. She has forgiven them, and she's for every time they come upon her, God, that she'll give them to you, God. We thank you, Lord, that Talana's going to begin to feel better, God, because she knows that you love her, Father, and she knows that you are talking and letting these other people, persons, know about what happened so they can repent, Father. Lord, we thank you, God, for your love. We thank you for your love that you have for Talana, God, that she doesn't have to worry about anything, God, and she can forgive and forget. Thank you, Father. Thank you for blessing Talana, God. And lifting her up, Father, lift her up to you, God, that she'll feel good and she begin praising your holy name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Gloria Jenny. All right, anybody else need prayer for, you know, something that was said to you, some harsh words that were said to you that may, you know, hurt past and present?
And then I, 95
South.
Okay. Somebody got
going
on. Yes.
Hello. Yes, I'm here. Hey, this is Ms. Ellen. I wanted to
okay.
Ask for prayer. Yeah. When I grew up, especially when as a child, I grew up with silver hair. It's a birthmark. And there's a quite a bit of stuff that was said to me during that time. And sometimes I didn't respond in the correct way also. And made me also stand offish with people because they didn't understand the white hair, nor that I understand as a child. So I'm just healing in that area, you know, being rejected concerning that part of my life as a child, even going into my adulthood.
All right. Thank you. Sister Talana, can you pray for that?
Yes. She said, what going into her adulthood?
I was born with silver hair.
Born with silver hair.
You were born with what? Oh, okay.
Silver hair.
Oh, that's... Yeah, okay. So,
And some other things that were said to her in her childhood. Is someone driving on the highway? Because you got something going on and it's in the background. Okay, go ahead.
So, Father God, you told us when we don't really know what to pray in the Spirit. So, Lord, I'm asking that the Spirit of Truth be my sister's portion, Lord God, that the Spirit of Truth, Lord God, reign around her like a halo, God. That the Spirit of Truth, Lord God, download in her spirit just who she is, Lord God. That everything that she thinks she is, Lord God, a woman of God, a child of the King, an heir, and even a joint heir, Lord God, that radiates in her soul even the more. That, Lord God, anything that comes to try to tell her what she isn't, Lord God, she can look back and say what she is. And she can do that, God, because your word says, and she knows that your word says, we have what we say. So, Father, I thank you that she says with her mouth, that she looks in the mirror and those thoughts, Lord God, that appear to be so loud in her head, Lord God, louder than what you say she is, Lord God, those thoughts are diminished. God, I thank you that those voices, as I've heard, the voices of Rob Shaka, or the voices, Lord God, that come to bring about negative things, those voices, Lord God, that appear to be so much more voluminous than the voices of you, Jehovah, I decree and declare that those voices are silenced, even now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We silence their voices as we come in agreement with this prayer, Lord God, that nothing, not even the weapons of negativity, not even the weapons, Lord God, of her past, not even the weapons, Lord God, that come to downgrade who she is, Lord God, not even the weapons, Lord God, that come to try and bring about, Lord God, thoughts about inferiorities towards her hair color, Lord God, or whatever it is, Lord God, I decree and declare, Lord God, that she continues to know that who she is, Lord God, and not only does she know it, Lord God, but she embraces it, Lord God, and she walks in it, Lord God, and she treads over those serpents and those scorpions and anything, Lord God, that wants to come and try to be in the background off of the scales of pride, Lord God, we annihilate them even now in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare, Lord God, that she is above only, and she will never be beneath. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you, Holy Spirit of Truth, for silencing the voices. I thank you, Holy Spirit of Truth, for letting her voice, the voice, Lord God, that radiates through Jehovah Jireh, the one that truly provides for her, the voice that radiates through Jehovah Jireh, the one that sees to it, Lord God, the one, Lord God, that is her righteousness. I thank you, Daddy God, that her voice, through your voice, will overreign and overrule those voices that try to come about and bring any negativity to her. And I pray this in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, and I seal it with the blood. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. All right. Anybody else? Any kind of, you know, things that happened to you in the past, going on, emotional hurt, pain, present, past? Needs healing? Okay, well, somebody want to pray for me for past hurt, emotional trauma, all that. Sister Lanny, you want to pray for me?
Yes, ma'am. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the heart of service, Sister G. You know, Father, the things that she's experienced, the things she's heard, the things she's felt, those things that caused her to carry wounds that may not have healed, and sometimes memories from present situations, you know, like salt is in the wound of those spaces. So we, God, ask in the name of Jesus for clarity, for purity, that she already has the tools to operate in forgiveness. And so we ask, God, that the memory of them will not come to continue to hold her hostage, but that she'll be set free by forgiving the offender, and then she can move forward in even asking you to show her how she can help them benefit from her own deliverance, her own peace. We thank you, Father, that you've given us all tools that we need for that through the finished work of Jesus Christ at Calvary. And inside of it is finished is healing for all of our concerns, all of her concerns, all of her brokenness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for those healings in Jesus' name. And when her mind and her eyes want to remind her of how she was hurt and broken before, misused, mistreated, unappreciated, that he, who is Holy Spirit, will remind her that it's covered by the blood of Jesus. And she's now empowered to use those stumbling blocks as stepping stones to move on up a little higher and being an ambassador for you, that she can walk in forgiveness and even walk in love to those who were the ones that were causing it. In Jesus' name, we pray, God, for that Holy Spirit reckoning, that Holy Spirit guidance, that Holy Spirit reminder that weapons that are formed against them will never win, that great are you that's been her than he that is in the world. And she can walk in total healing, total peace, and total rest to know that those things are settled by the blood of Jesus, and she has your approval to move forward. You said we're justified by faith, and we have peace with you through Jesus Christ. Let that peace of God rule. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. And we counsel every assault that the enemy meant to deter her, slow her down, to wound her again. We come against that in Jesus' name. I speak that for her and all of us on this line, whether we see it or not, where we've been mistreated in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Anybody else need prayer for emotional trauma, anything?
I'd like prayer for my family coming out of the church management situation after my father passed. Particularly, I have two brothers who are ministers who desire to carry on with the ministry in the church, decide to go a different direction with both of them. And I know that they have enough love to walk in forgiveness and to just accept some things that are, but with the eyes sometimes, like I say, you see things and you're reminded again that this is what went down. So just sort of the same thing, I pray for you that it won't become, when your eyes see something or you hear something, it reminds you of that offense that's been forgiven and cast into the sea of forgetfulness, but the enemy wants to bring it back to open old wounds. I just want to pray, someone to pray that God's healing and forgiveness that it's maintained and that there's no revisiting those old offenses, but we can move forward. And I put myself with my brothers because I love them, and I never wanted them to be hurt or disappointed.
Amen. Sister Talana, can you pray for that?
Yep. So, Daddy, you've heard the request of my sister. And Daddy, we're standing on the promises of where two or three are gathered in your name, that you are in the midst of it. So, Father, as we're gathered together on this phone, Lord God, it's more than two of us. It's more than three of us. And so we touch and agree with Sister Lainey, Lord God, that the things that she's requested concerning forgiveness, concerning healing, concerning her breakthrough, Lord God, and her family's breakthrough, that, Lord God, it is so. We stand on the promises of Mark 11:22-23, and 24. First of all, telling us to have faith in God. And so, Father, she has faith in you, Lord God. Without faith, it's impossible to please you. Increase the faith of her brothers. Increase the faith of her family, Lord God. Increase her faith even the more, Lord God, to know that all things will work together for their good, not only because they love you, Lord God, but also because they are called. And, Lord God, as we speak to even the mountains, Lord God, that want to come and try to make it seem like it's hard to see around, or the mountains that make it seem like it's hard to cross over, the mountains, Lord God, that make it seem like she can't see the land that flows with milk and honey, or her brother can't see the land that flows with milk and honey. That mountain, Lord God, that wants to appear to be offensive or to appear to be any form of offense. We speak to those mountains and we tell it to be thou removed and be cast into the sea and don't return. Don't return at all. There is no place for you in their lives. There is no place for offense in their lives. There is no place for unforgiveness in their lives. Well, God, those places have been filled and sealed with the Holy Spirit of truth. And so, Lord God, we thank you that because of that glory, because of that anointing, because of, Lord God, the calling on their life, Father, that, Lord God, everything, Lord God, that they need, Lord God, concerning their family, concerning the togetherness, concerning the oneness, Lord God, where the enemy wants to rush in like that flood and try to lift up confusion and chaos, Lord God, let that standard in that household and in that family, Lord God, be togetherness. Let it be love. Let it be joy. Let it be peace. Let it be all the fruits of the Spirit that will be planted in their lives, Lord God, so that they can reap the harvest of all the fruits that pertain to the fruits of the Spirit. And I pray this and I request it in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. I bind all forms of backlash and retaliation and revenge that will come as a result of my request in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And I call it so, and so it is, according to your will, Jehovah.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right. What about you, Sister Glory? You need prayer?
Oh, I, you know, just prayer for my children that they come together.
No, I'm
you know,
saying, no. Listen to me. Listen. Glory Jean,
yes.
I'm saying, do you need prayer for any hurt that you have had in the past or right now?
Well, you know, it was a hurt in the past. But I'm all right. I'm all right now. But there was something that happened in the past that nobody would ever believe. I have to tell the whole story. I have to start from the beginning for them to understand.
Make it brief. But you're saying you need hurt from something, some situation that happened to you that caused you hurt. We'll pray for that. Anything else?
Yeah, but I'm over with that. But during this time, what happened is that. I was accused of a lie. I was accused of a lie. And I was brought before the church had a meeting. But also God had told me to get out of the place. And I got out there. I didn't know why. But a meeting was playing and accused me of something that wasn't true. She told the people in the church just that I was deranged because I told it was the Lord for me to leave the church. She told the people I was deranged. She told the people to stop speaking to me in the church. They stopped speaking to me, and all these things happened. And and all of that, you know, it doesn't seem real, but that's what happened to me.
Okay. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that you are a great healer. You heal us spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, in every way, even traumatic things that happen to us. So we come on behalf of our sister, Glory Dean. You knew the situation. You knew it was going to happen before she was born. You saw it happening, but you allowed it to happen for a reason. And because of it, she's stronger, and she's able to help other people who are going through that kind of pain where people lie on you. They conjure up situations to come against you because of the anointing on her life. Because of the anointing on other people's lives. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for healing her of all the pain, all the emotional pain that she had to suffer, going through people lying on her, knowing, Lord God, that it was a setup. But, Lord, you were set up as well. Even your Last Supper, oh, God, they just before the Last Supper, you knew what was going to happen. They were coming against you. But, Lord, I thank you for that healing of the emotional pain, the traumatic situation that Glory Dean faced. It is completely healed in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we repent for harsh, mean, nasty words that was spoke in retaliation to what we feel was done or said by coworkers, family members, by pastors or leaders of the church, or brothers and sisters at the church, or wherever it was. And we ask you to forgive, oh God, forgive us, forgive them, forgive us for any way we, you know, came against them in our minds for what they said or what they did. Forgive us for any resentment or bitterness that we held in our hearts for what was done to us. We let go, and we let you, and we forgive in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, scripture reading. Who has Proverbs 19:11? Sister Lanny, you have that one.
Proverbs 19:11.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Proverbs 19:11 says, "The discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression."
All right, yep. You know, it may not make sense to us, but we got to be slow to anger and, you know, just forgive offenses, because they're going to come. Offenses will happen, the Bible says, but we're to forgive. All right? Kalani, you have Ecclesiastes 7:21-22.
Ecclesiastes 7:21-22. "Also take no heed unto all words that are spoken, lest thou hear thy servant curse thee. For oftentimes also thine own heart knoweth that thou thyself likewise has cursed others."
All right. Thank you so much. Yep. We do the same thing. We point the finger at other people for doing, but we overlook it in ourselves, and sometimes we don't even realize we're doing the same thing they're doing. So thank you so much. All right, Sister Gloria Dean, you have Matthew.
Matthew.
18.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Now you. Oh, okay. My mind was on something else. I have Matthew 18. Okay, Matthew 18. I'm sorry.
Matthew 18:17.
Yeah, I have it. I have it written down. Matthew 18. Yeah. I'm so sorry. Wait a minute. Matthew 18. Okay, 15 through 17.
Yeah.
"Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast granted thy brother. Thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take him with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established." Praise God. So in other words, you know, when a brother, you're trying to
Okay, you got one more. You got one more scripture. Go ahead.
Oh, 16. Wait.
17.
Oh, wait a minute. I have Matthew 15:17. Yeah. But if, okay, and if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. Praise God. So whatever
thank
had
you so
happened.
Much. You know what?
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
that's
oh,
what
oh.
God is telling us. He's giving us the order of how we're to handle a situation when it comes up. If someone step on your toe, you go, you tell them. Lord, then you stepped on my toe. And if she hear you, you know, keep it there. Let it, all right, drop it. If she hear you, repent, drop it. But if she don't hear you, then you take another brother or sister. You say, well, Gloria Dean, well, I don't want to, you know. Then if they still don't hear you, you got to take it before the whole church. I remember they taught us that when I was a teenager. All right, who's next? Next scripture, Sister Lanny. Thank you, Gloria
Dean. Luke 17:3-4. Luke 17:3-4, these are the words of Jesus. "Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to him to be, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him."
Amen. All right. So we got to forgive. I mean, you know, over and over and over. It's like a husband and a wife. You step on each other's toes all the time, or brothers and sisters. You step on each other's, toes. And even in my classroom, you know, the children step on each other's toes and my toes, and I step on theirs. And we just say, oh, sorry. Forgive me. All right. Kalana, you got Ephesians 4:2-3.
4, 2, and 3. With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
Amen, amen. All right. We got Sister Lanny, James 3:16.
Yes, ma'am. James 3:16 says, excuse me, envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work.
All right, thank you. So we got to get rid of the things. They be in us and in other people. We say, Lord, help us with these things. All right, the last one, Gloria Dean, Leviticus 19:18.
Yes, it says, thou shalt not avenge, nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord.
Amen, amen. So we got to forgive, forget, move on. We can't hold. We definitely can't take vengeance. No, because God is the only one who can avenge. Thank God. So we got just a few of us on the line. I'm sorry, were you saying something, Glory?
No, I.
Okay. No. So, all right. And Sister Lanny, you have Proverbs 14:1-12. You want to summarize that?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. It's a comparison of what a wise woman does and what a foolish woman would do. That same reaction to the same issue. A wise woman builds a house, and the unwise woman will tear a house down. A wise woman walk and do righteously, Michael 6:8. But an unwise woman will do devilish things. The foolish woman is full of pride and speaks of herself and her own achievement. But a wise woman speaks to protect. She speaks to protect others, not to lift herself up, but to lift others up. Verse 4, I'd love to get your input on that. No means of food. The covetous interest is empty. If there's a strength of resources, you will have an abundance. An honest witness tells the truth, but this honest witness will speak lies deceptively. A deceptive person looks for, is a mocker of wisdom that cannot be found. But a truth, the one that speaks the truth, they will have tools to speak with wisdom and be a discernment of what is right and use their knowledge for the good and not to cause problems. And we're encouraged to stay away from the foolish if you won't find any knowledge coming out of them. We're encouraged to give thought to our ways and try not to celebrate our own foolish decisions. When we give thought to doing the right thing and avoid the foolish things. A fool makes fun of sin that's done, but a person that have goodwill is found upright. They're not trying to make excuse for what they did was wrong. Each heart knows its own bitterness, and no one else can share its joy. Your heart know when it's doing right, and it know when it's doing wrong. When it's doing right, you have a you have an attitude of joy. When you know it's wrong, there's bitterness there, which can mount up and fester and become even a bigger problem. The house of the wicked will be destroyed, but the house of the upright will flourish. This is a verse right here that it's really deep. There is a way that appears to be right,
but in the end it leads to death when you're trying to convince yourself that wrong is right, and then you put yourself in danger because eventually you will hear your own voice and not the voice of the Holy Spirit telling you how to do what's right because you try to convince yourself that what you, your way, you try to make it appear to be right. You try to fix it. The old people used to say, if you stir in mess, it'll sink. And sometimes we keep stirring, trying to fix something that we know is wrong, and it causes problems. That's it.
All right. What verse did you say my take on?
I'd like to hear your take on verse 3.
Okay. All right. Well.
No. I'm sorry. That's verse 4. Verse 4, Sister G.
Okay.
The verse 4.
In the meantime,
what's your take on that?
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got you. But in the meantime, I'm going to call on Sister Glory Dean while I look at that verse. Sister Glory Dean, you can take 14:26-35.
You gave me, you know, well, I did the wrong thing. I should have called you. I did Proverbs 15. You gave me 15, and I misunderstood. I had 15, and there was about 33 verses, and I said, she made a mistake. It's 33, not 30. It's 30. It's 33, not 35. So I should have called
right.
you.
Go ahead.
But you had 15.
That's okay.
When you said 15. Okay, it's thoughts of the thoughts of a wicked man. Well, I've got 15. And the thoughts of a wicked man, it doesn't please God. It's abomination to the Lord. And being wicked, you say that the Lord wants a pure, clean words from us. And also God is not satisfied with the thoughts of evil words of hate. And God wants us to be able to speak words of wisdom that will help our prayers even to be answered. We have to really learn words of wisdom and hearing. And we should hear words of wisdom that will bring reproof and understanding. And not, you know, a lot of times they have a problem not wanting to hear the truth. We just have to learn to taste the truth. It might hurt, but taste the truth. And it's going to bring us wisdom and it'll bring reproof and understanding. And it'll make us wise and we'll have the fear of God, which is wisdom. And God speaks of wisdom, speaks of wickedness. And that song says, wickedness will cease from troubling. You know, wickedness is out of God. And we hinder our prayers, which is so important. And a lot of times we refuse correction. We hinder our soul. And, you know, I'm going to end this up right now. But one thing God wants us to give, good words that will help others. You gave my scripture that I had to talk about today. I had to go to a scripture that's always been with me for years. It says Proverbs 25:11-12. It says a word that was fitly spoken is like apples of gold, pitchers of silver. So I said a fitly word, when you speak to a person, you don't know what you're saying to them, but you're giving them golden apples on a silver platter. It's a word that they need, a fitted word at that time. And 12, it talks about our hearing in the chapter I talked about, the hearing. It says the hearing is of gold, an ornament of fine gold, so is a wise approver upon obedient hearer. So we have to hear, and it makes us what? Obedient to God. So that's my message for today.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Okay, Sister Talana. You got Proverbs 15. Go ahead.
Okay. This is still piggybacking off of what Sister Lainey and Sister Gloria Dean said, basically talking about wisdom and wickedness and honor. And the first scripture in 15, it kind of pondered me a little bit, so I went and looked at a footnote and looked at some clip notes to see, get more clarity. And so when it talked about, I looked at it in the message translation, and it said, it talked something about meaninglessness. Let me see where I pulled it up. It said something about a miserable heart means miserable life.
but a cheerful heart fills the day with song. And it came, the first thing I thought about was how the Lord tells us to sing in psalms and hymns, you know, because when you're singing psalms and hymns and worshiping, your mind doesn't really go towards the issues that may pertain to life that may not appease you like they should. When you sing in the psalms and the hymns and you sing in praise songs and worship songs, your mind just focuses on good and positive things. And then some of that negativity, negative energy, as so many call it today, it seems to diminish. And I that kind of gave me a little bit more clarity on that verse. But then some of my notes that I wrote down actually says that we don't always or can't always choose some of the things that happen to us in life. Some things happen. For example, the name that came to mind was Joyce Meyer. And it's many others, but it would take us a long time. But we don't always choose some of the things that happen to us in life, but we can choose the attitude that we have towards those things that happen to us. And it brought us back to how Paul said, let this mind be in us that's also in Christ Jesus. And the mind is so, so very powerful, and it has to be trained to stop thinking one way because of the fact of how you said how some may grow up as a child thinking with this and grow up as an adult thinking as this, and then these are the results that they get. So as we train our mind to do, as the proverb is telling us with that wisdom, to think on these things and to think on what the Word of God says, we begin to reflect more of that wisdom. And then I guess to conclude, it talked about I wrote down, it was probably, I wrote so fast, can't hardly read my handwriting. Anyway, to sum it all up, he wants us to have wise counsel, people that know you, people that can be with you, that know of your character, that can give you wise counsel so that you don't stray or be at a standstill of being lazy, but be diligent in pursuing not only the things of God, but pursuing a life that will lead to joy, a life that will lead to happiness. Because it's okay to be happy sometimes, I believe, even though happy is temporarily and joy is permanent, but it's good to be happy. And so that's my conclusion. Hope it was understanding.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I thank God for you all. Now, Sister Lanny, you said the scripture in Proverbs chapter 14.
Verse 4.
Okay, so next week I'm gonna study it this week and then I'll give it to you next week, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you so much. All right, well, it's about closing time on here. I thank God for each of you all. Keep praying for our baby, baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Revere. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for everyone who came on today. You ordered the steps of a good person. So I thank you for each person who came on today. I thank you for Minister Eloise, Lord, and her family. I thank you for keeping her healthy and well, healing her body. I thank you for Gloria Dean, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, as she is an aged woman. I thank you for all the things that you're doing on her behalf, keeping her healthy and well, keeping her mind with a sound mind, keeping her, oh God, close to you. In the name of Jesus, you said, let the aged women teach the younger women how to love their husbands, their children, how to keep their houses clean, how to mind their own business. So I think that's what she teaches to the younger women. I thank you for Sister Talana, Lord. Even, Lord God, I thank you for her children, her grandchildren, each one of them, oh God. I pray for protection around her and her whole family, Lord. Even as she go to work daily, keep her safe, keep her protected under the shed of your almighty wings. Anything that she's concerned about, oh God, concerns you. So we're leaving them at your feet. I thank you, Sister Lanny, for her family, for every situation that she has faced and will face. Oh God, we're leaving it at your feet. Your yoke is easy. Your burdens are light. I thank you, Lord God, for Jasmine, who came on briefly, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you for teaching us to guard our minds. We thank you that the devil is defeated in our minds. We thank you, Lord God, that the devil would not have a picnic in our minds, that our minds belong to you, that there's no garbage in our mind, in the name of Jesus, that we're thinking on a good report, that whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, we're thinking on these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
Anybody
Jesus.
Want to add Amen. Anything, say anything before we close out? All right. Love you all. Talk to you next week, if not before. God bless you all. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you.
In the world, but in my